This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, with 8 days on the job, Shireen Dodson, the new UN ombudsman, didn't set out to become a career mediator, but began to master the basics as a young child when she diplomatically negotiated between her divorced parents. In an interview with UN News, she explained how she would delicately negotiate separate times to sit down at her mother's and, later in the day, her stepmother's table on the key US family holiday of Thanksgiving. After more than 20 years working at the Washington-based Smithsonian Institution, as she was about to retire, the US State Department offered her a position as the Special Assistant to the Director of the Office of Civil Rights, which over several years morphed into her current role. She told Liz Scafidi why she feels the role's a great fit and how she hopes to boost collaboration and partnerships across the UN.
I have over 30-plus years of experience, very diverse and unique, nonprofits, government, and I bring a unique set of tools to the job, a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. I think I'm coming at the right time, a time of great change, and that's a time when the services of an ombudsman are really needed during great change.
In 2010, you became the U.S. State Department's first full-time ombudsperson. What would you say were your main achievements there?
Growing the office, establishing the office, the practice. We started out, I was a sole practitioner. I proved I saved time and money, so I started getting staff, and we were up to 9 positions. And I left with a solid set of documentation. We call them SOP, standard operating practice, so that the office will continue in the vein of solid ombudsman standards and protocols.
What were the biggest challenges?
Well, one, no one knows what an ombudsman is. They don't know what the name means. It's a Swedish term. Loosely means ear to the people, and that's exactly what we do. We put our ear to the ground and we listen, and we help people deal with workplace conflict that they find themselves in. So the biggest hurdle was letting people know what we do, that we were there. And then secondly, in times of budget constraints, being able to get enough staff to meet the demand both domestically and overseas.
What parallels do you expect between that job and your current one here at the UN?
Lots of parallels. The ombudsman practice is pretty much the same. This is a far more diverse and unique organization, so I will be learning the culture. But the skill sets are the same, and I can bring a lot of new tools to the job, and that's exciting.
What kind of new tools?
Well, I told my staff it'll be hard for me because I'm a take charge kind of, but I'm not coming in as a bull in a china closet. I'm going to take the first 100 days to listen and learn and then see what I can add to the toolkit they already have. Fortunately, I have a tremendous staff. They are clearly professional, well-trained, and passionate about this work.
What brought you into the field of ombudsman?
I've been doing this work, in a sense, all my life. My parents were divorced when I was really young, and I used to negotiate with each of them. Now, Mom, you have Thanksgiving dinner at 2, and to my stepmom, can you have Thanksgiving dinner at 4, so that we could eat 2 Thanksgiving dinners? And to my friends, they were always asking me advice, and I was always kind of the confidant. And I spent a lot of time in corporate America, but more than 20 years at the Smithsonian. And when I thought I was going to retire, I got offered a position at the State Department. And I was a special assistant to the Director, Office of Civil Rights, and they didn't have an ombudsman. And every time there was a call for one, they gave the call to me. And it was like in line with what I've been doing all my life, helping people and listening to people's problems. And so I found the International Association of Ombuds. I got training, got certified as a mediator. 4 years later, I was offered the job of ombudsman, and I have been loving it ever since.
What do you hope to achieve here at the UN?
I hope to elevate the office so that everybody knows we're here, that we become an integral part of the management team. Because what happens when you bring your problems to the Office of the Ombudsman? You're solving it at the lowest level, if you will. And we have the ability to peel back that onion and help people see what the issues are, and then they can return to the workplace enthusiastic and having solved or come to some understanding about the conflict. I hope that we will be an integral part of the Secretary General's reform efforts. I think we can play a big part there. So I'm excited about the timing of my arrival. I think it's a perfect time. Lots of change, and I think I can really assist there.
And how do you plan to go about implementing your program of work?
Meeting people. I'm doing a lot of courtesy calls. I want to meet all of my partners. We work really best when we're collaborative with other offices and they can see the value of the work we've done. I think there's a good foundation for that. Because I'm an Assistant Secretary General, I'm at the table, and I plan to use my seat at the table to share the work that we do. People get to know me as a person. And so when I may have to come to them with a problem, it's not going to be a horrible conversation. It's going to be, Shireen, tell me what I need to do.
What kind of problems does the ombudsperson deal with?
Any and all. We help people come to us first. We will help you figure out what your options are, where you need to go if we can't help you. Most of what we see, interpersonal relationships, evaluative relationships. One of the things I was proud of about the State Department, I had as many managers coming as I had staff. So I'm hoping that will be the same here, that managers will see the value of our office as well as staff. So whatever the problem is, the Office of the Ombudsman is the first place to start.
You've been here 8 days.
8 days.
How many contacts have you made so far?
I have been meeting people. I've gone to my first management committee meeting. So yes, I am meeting people, getting out. I'm not one to sit behind the desk.
What about the staff union? Have you liaised with them yet?
They are on my calendar. I have met the head of the staff union informally at the talent show, which was excellent.
If you had a message to give to the staff, what would that be?
We are here. Open for business. Come early. Don't wait until a problem festers. We operate on 4 basic principles. Confidentiality, so talking to us is confidential. Informality, take notes, but it's an informal process. Neutrality, which I think is one of the biggest things. We are neutral. We don't decide right and wrong. We don't take sides. And independence. While I'm part of senior leadership, they don't tell me how to do my job. We do our job according to the principles and standards for ombudsman and mediation. So I think with those principles, staff can feel comfortable that it is a place where they can be listened to and heard.
Ombudsman. How about ombudsperson?
You know, I really do believe in gender equality, but I'm sensitive to language too, and it's a Swedish term, and that's the term. So it's hard enough for people to understand what an ombuds is versus an ombudsperson, an ombudswoman. So I am not particularly or personally offended when you say ombudsman because I think it's gender neutral because it's a Swedish term.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Everybody thinks they can do ombudsman work, and they really can't. It's really a highly skilled, nuanced profession. And we work better when we work in collaboration with others. So I'm hoping to build lots of collaborations and partnerships and to help people understand you just can't decide I want to be an ombudsman or I want to do this kind of mediation work.